Hello, footies. Welcome to Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com, bringing you leading analysis and opinion of all things Ultimate Team since 2019. We bring you two shows a week available on all your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we now have a fully produced video show available on YouTube and Spotify as well. Now, if you can spare us a little bit of extra support, why not head over to patreon.com/footinreview, get a range of benefits, including joining our loyalty program. You also get Discord access and much, much more. Big thank you to today's show sponsors, Car Money. We'll have a little bit more on them later in the show. But also a big thank you to our Skybox holders, Amar, Artyom, and Peter.
Hello, foodies, and welcome back to Foot in Review, episode 567. It is Black Friday, yeah, that means lots of content to go into, a new Thunderstruck promo, lots of packs, and of course, lots of SBCs. Weekend League rewards have been changed as well, which we'll definitely discuss today. We got Max Verstappen gear in FC stores, which, well, isn't maybe that much to discuss, but anyways, it's Max Verstappen, so we'll definitely have to discuss. We'll do another round of sell, start, or sub. We'll discuss tradable versus untradable teams. And the Scottish Goat has officially arrived in the SBCs. My name is John, and I'll be your host of today. And talking about Scottish Goats, it's my pleasure to introduce you to one of our own Scottish Goats. It's none other than John Talking Foot. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you, mate. How you doing?
As you'll know from your DMs, up and down, shall we say.
Well, you're at least rocking the foot coaching gear, and you're still smiling.
Yeah, always when I'm on the pod.
That's good. We'll definitely talk about your frustration, though. But there's so much to go into, and I'm so happy that this episode, I can fairly safely say, I'll take a little bit of a sit back, lay back attitude, because, well, when it's Black Friday, it's all about content, and who else to discuss content than the content goat itself? It's not other than the Harry Hola from Norway. It's our Norwegian Indiana Jones, the King of the North. It's none other than Mr. FC Database. It's the man wearing another hoodie. It's not a hoodie, beanie. We call it a beanies. And sitting in a professional studio, it's none other than Yngve.
Hello.
Hello. Are you as rusty and as talking as I am today?
we'll know soon enough, I guess.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, and hopefully you're doing well as well. So
yeah, definitely. It's just one of those weeks where like, oh, Friday night show, usually love those. Now I'm like, I'm so tired.
Yeah, we'll get you to bed soon.
It's holidays. Our holiday season almost starts here. Yeah. And then we have a kids party at December 5th, which is going all full out already. So the kids are having a great time, and I'm just getting dragged along from party to party to party, which sounds fun, but well, drinking lemonade all day in parties isn't the best idea, I'm noticing. Anyways, it's better to drink beer though. But hey, that's another point. It is, of course, hashtag win the points, which means we will not be going into too much depth into store packs, but boy, oh boy, John, there's a lot of store packs.
There are. If you've got the coins, there are some wonderful packs out there. Icons, heroes, loans, rare golds, common golds, lightning rounds, you name it, they're all there. I wouldn't spend points, but if you've got the coins, there's a few things that are worth having a wee dabble in.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Anyway, they changed the store this week. Do you know what happened there?
No, they were saying that it's going to be a little bit more towards suiting your needs. I don't know. Doesn't suit my needs the way it's sorted, so I don't know. I don't know whether like the 450,000 coins pack and then 350,000 coin packs is like, no, I barely have 400,000 coins and I'm not going to spend it on packs. And yeah, it's just a mixed rubble for me. There's like nothing value-wise, nothing like this would be good for me type.
It's a bit early, John, but he sounds like Scrooge.
Yeah, but if it was the 10 coin pack and 30 coin pack, then I would understand if they were on the top. But when they came out, they were not. They were like almost down at the bottom. So I was like, no, I don't think anything's changed for me on that, I guess.
Yeah, apparently it's changed to what they recommend for you. But so far, it's like when I look at the store, for my case, it's like the most expensive packs are on top. Yeah, the other ones are down. So yeah, I'm not sure if it's personalized. I do know that there were some 10 coins and 30 coins packs on, and I completely missed those until someone notified me. Like, have you seen those packs? Like, no. Then I logged in on my app, then I saw that the store was changed. Like, I actually know why I didn't see those there on the bottom. Yeah. So, yeah. Well... it's not a hobby for me to check the content, like the menus anyways, but now for me, it's a little bit hard of an adjustment. And I'm pretty unsure how it's a better experience just like this. I would always start with the cheapest on top and, you know, if you go down for the good or the stuff you don't want to see, but yeah. I will. There's been lots of changes, Yngwie. So we start with Weekend League rewards first.
Yeah, they've been changed a little bit, which if you get 11 wins or more, then you'll get a nice campaign type of pack with promo cards, at least one, which is nice. Maybe three, I'm not sure, because I've not had time to look completely through the Weekend League rewards yet. But I've seen a few people pack those promo cards, which is nice. So I'm happy to see that EA have started doing that, because that's something people have been asking for a long time now. So it could be fun later on as well if this continues.
Definitely. John, good change?
I think so. I think if, you know, if you're a 9 and out sort of guy, for easiness, it'll push you to that 11. If I think there's another set at 16 or 17. So again, there's rewards for playing further. So definitely anything to keep you engaged in the game is definitely worth putting in.
That's probably for the best. John, we started off saying you were going up and down. the season changed. What's the one thing you would recommend people do once they know the season change is coming up?
Make sure you finish your weekend or your champs qualifiers and make sure you submit to enter. Because I was 3-1, went to bed and got up to a reset, and I'm now 1-4. And my toys are out the pram, and I'm not happy.
And it's something that could just easily happen to me. I find it so hard, Yngwie, that this season is part one and part two, that I actually never thought about the same until John sent me a message that the season actually ended, or part one ended, and he got, tossed out of his qualifiers.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You get used to this?
Yeah, I've heard it before, so I kind of finished my qualifiers well in time, at least a day before the season resets, or I start after it's reset, just to make sure that I don't get into that situation, because it's very frustrating. I've heard so many. I heard a guy that was, I think, 6-0, and he forgot to finish, and he had to start all over again. So, oops. That's, one, two. Maybe we should put up a reminder before next season reset to our listeners, saying that remember to finish your qualifiers in time for the season reset. That would be a nice thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, John says. Oh, yeah. Look at him. I'm sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Now I can laugh about it, but I felt sorry about it yesterday. Yeah.
I'm laughing now because I'm 1-4. Probably not going to qualify this week, and it's just, it is what it is. It's my own fault. It's just sometimes like, I could just do a break.
But you're 1-4. You need 4 games to qualify, right?
Four wins. So only 3 more wins.
That's possible. So you just need a little bit.
This 50% of the win. Yeah, you need to win 50%. Why is it not possible?
Mindset, John. Mindset.
Well, if you now start saying it's already not possible, when you actually 50%, have to win 50%.
Right. Okay. We'll see how the weekend. We'll see how it goes.
Do some mental coaching after the show, so we'll see.
Yeah, I'll listen to Alan's special.
We'll definitely get into that later, but not on this show, because this show is so packed. Yngwie, rewards came out yesterday. Season 2, part 1, if I recall correctly, ended. So season 2, part 2 started, and you were like, these rewards for the new season are horrible.
Yeah.
What's going on? What changed?
It's cool. This the season, so it's like kind of wintry theme all over. But of course, if you like packs and things like that, gamble packs, then this is probably okay. But I prefer to have players to work through towards from level 10, 15, 20, etc. like before. But now we get some backgrounds and tifos, and we get some animated tifos. Some level 26, which is the last one, is a snowflake, a gold badge. There are some party bags type of player pick things and stuff like that, but I kind of like the players that you could unlock. Witzel, Karstorp, those players, and Kunja the season before. I still use Kunja, I still use Karstorp, so for me those were fun things to get. So I always kind of want a player or more, of course, that I can work towards by playing matches, etc. Now there's lots of packs, but yeah, there's a base hero player pack. Of course, it's could be nice, but when we can finally unlock this, then we already have the new Champion League ones coming on, I think, Monday. And we all already had a triple threat hero cards. So unless you're really lucky, you're going to pack something that you might already have packed from the upgrades, like...
I need a Gina Law or something for
you're gonna pack a Dempsey or Ricken or something that you already have, so which isn't great fodder either. Dudek, maybe, if you're lucky. So
got a jump. Can I intersect for a little bit? I disagree. I don't really like the player picks, and I'm much more of a gambling man, and therefore, and I think most of the community is. When you used to do icon swaps in the past, people didn't take the icons. People took the fodder. People want the fodder. People don't want a random 87, 88 that they'll may use for a couple of weeks. I know you're slightly different, Evie, because you're still saying you're using Kunja and Karstorp, but most people want the packs, they want the gamble, they want the chance to get that icon, that team of the week, that special card. And we'll touch on it later. The power curve with this promotion is like off the scale. So getting an 87 or an 88 isn't really going to be what you're looking for. So I would disagree. I think actually packs is probably better.
That's a sharp point, though. I have to say, when people are listening and watching this, and you see bad rewards standing on the thumbnail, we made this thumbnail before we discussed this. Because after talking to John's opinion and actually talking about Ingvi discussing his points earlier, like yesterday, I saw yesterday late in a chat, I was actually thinking I couldn't care less about most of the players we get out of these milestones rewards anyways, out of these this season rewards. Because I was checking which players I still had in my club, and there were none from last seasons, because I just tossed them all into SBCs, which I do get both points, but I'm more like, give me those packs, might pack something fun, else I'll toss it into, I don't know, certain Scottish goat that came out today, or an Mbappe, which we definitely have to discuss in a minute as well. But honestly, why don't they just give a choice? Because I definitely see Ingvi's points. Instead of, like, if you reach level 15, you can pick this player or this type of packs, because it's not big now either, right? There's just picks at level 10 and 26, I think.
There are a few. Some of them where you can pick some different ones.
Yeah, 25, 23, level 20, and level 10. Those are picks, and level 6, of course. But those are not picks between a player or packs. It's just a pick or packs, basically. Yeah.
So, yeah. And we also have to mention the Rivals season milestone things. I don't know why it's in the game anymore. It's still the same tifos. I've got the bronze one and the silver one now. I'm not going to grind towards 90 to not get a dupe of the other ones, to get a gold one. At least give us a different one, or remove it, or why not put a player in the, if you get done 90 matches, you get a player pick of type of Kunja or Witzel or Karstorp type of player if you play 90 matches instead, at least better than a tifo. Do something else than at least have new tifos, or just remove it.
I would agree, at least new tifos, because let's be honest, we're all going to have the same bronze and silver. Yeah. The odd person will have the odd gold. It is absolutely a waste of a reward slot, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
I agree.
Yeah, we discussed this last season as well. It's not a reward. The only positive thing is last season I was so frustrated by the fact we only got a Tifo. I deleted that Tifo, so I now have one. Another dupe. <Woo-hoo. laughs> Still not using it, but hey, there's that. No, I think they kept the system in place from last year, but they don't know what to do with it. But I don't see the what's the issue of giving extra packs?
No, it was fine. I don't think anybody complained about it last year. I think if they check the numbers, how many actually played 90 matches on the previous game compared to now, I think there's quite a big difference in numbers if they do some kind of calculation.
I think they're trying to encourage the gameplay through milestones and weekly and seasonal objectives, i.e. like you said, once you get that level 26 reward, there are other rewards for playing games on past that. That's the encouragement to get you to play, I think, rather than there are packs after 90 games, 60 games. So they should just take the Tifo bit out and just that's it. There's just no rewards for the end of season.
Yeah, it's a fair point, but like Ingvi says, there's no reason why they should have changed that, I guess. And I didn't play 19 games in Rivals this season. Like, hey, short season, same rewards. You know what? Why would I care about how much? I don't know how much I played, honestly. It could be 90. I actually don't know, quite honestly. But I just didn't care. So I don't know. So, well, might just play him less, I think. It will only hurt him. Anyway, Black Friday also brings in a new promotion.
Yes.
Which I don't see the relationship with Black Friday, but you can explain me.
Well, the cards are black, at least some of them.
That's what I was going to say.
It's called Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
And someone sent me a message this week. Can you explain me what you sent Thunderstruck was for me and how much I fell for it?
Yeah, the one I sent that the promo players, if you use their matches, they would get struck by lightning and get some kind of mystery ball boost for a certain time in game. It would be hilarious to see, though. But it's not that, unfortunately. But I think it's a cool idea.
I might have fallen for that.
Yeah. But I really, really, really have to mention to EA that the card design with the dynamics is absolutely insanely cool on these cards. Give the props to the designer because they need a big round of applause for that, because it's awesome. I really, really like the design of those cards.
It's really stepped on. It's really nice to look at. Spot on.
It's as Steam of the Week should be.
That would be awesome. The designs are fantastic, I think. So if we can get some cool kits by playing in themed like that, I'll do those objectives.
Like kids with golden lightning.
Just need some AC/DC music.
Yeah, Thunderstruck.
I was thinking of using it for the intro, but then copyright. You don't know what. No way.
We need the Thunderstruck as a goal song in the game. I don't know if it is. If somebody knows if it's in, please let me know. I'm gonna go and buy that and play it, because the song is a cool song.
I would not rule that out with all the Rolling Stones things we got this week as well. So who knows? AC/DC could be next.
Yeah, I'm all for that. So we can talk a little bit about the Thunderstruck promo. It's live upgrade for domestic league wins. So you have promo players, both icons and normal promo cards. That's already in the game. So they're all connected to a club. So, for example, if you buy or pack Varane, for example, he is tied to, of course, Manchester United's league matches. So, for him to get upgrades, it is coming for the next four domestic matches starting from today. November 24th. So if Varane and United win, well, he has doesn't have to play, just Manchester United have to win one match. He gets a plus one in-form upgrade. If Manchester United win two matches, then he gets plus two play styles that suits his position as well. If United win three out of four, he will get an additional plus one in-form upgrade. So this is for the men's. For the women, that's also domestic matches starting from today. If they win, like Katoto, if PSG win one match, she gets a plus one in-form upgrade. If they win two, she gets plus two play styles that suit her position, of course, and an additional plus one in-form. And those are based on their three next domestic matches for the female players. And the icons, they are locked to clubs as well. So if you get a Paul Scholes, he would, of course, be linked to Manchester United as well. And if Manchester United win one match, he will get a plus one play style that suits his position. If United win three out of the four next domestic matches, he will get a plus one in-form upgrade as well. So icons can get upgraded as well on this promo. So that's...
If you would take any other team, I would make a joke of it, but I'm afraid to make United jokes on real-life performances on this show. So I won't. But nevertheless, it's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, you get Cruyff tied to Ajax. So we don't know. They've been a little bit rusty this year, so...
I wouldn't do that.
Well, if you're expecting upgrades, they struggled, so it could be difficult. Same with Van der Sar, of course. There's Cantona, United as well. We have Kaká, I think he's for Milan. Ronaldinho, Barcelona. There's some crazy good cards here. So, but they're still good. You don't need them to get upgraded to, of course, have a great card. The Gerd Müller one looks quite cool as well. Very good stats. We have Luis Figo. So,
it's pretty cool. Only problem is, how do you get them?
Well, some you can afford, some you can't, and you need to pack them. There's not many I can afford. I can afford Nesta. I can afford Paul Scholes. I can afford Robert Pirès and Xabi Alonso. Those are the ones I can afford. So,
yeah, I can't afford any. I got 900 coins left. So,
but you've got a stoked team, John. I think the idea of it's fantastic. Everybody loves live cards. Some of them, like I would have thought Pires would have been linked to Arsenal, for example, but he's not. He spent most of his time at Arsenal, but is it Olympic Marseille's linked to? And again, medium, medium. But apart from that, I think the idea of it is fantastic. There's some really good cards. A little bit of concern that it's pushing the power curve really, really fast now. So goodness knows where we're going to be in a couple of months, what we're all going to be running around with. But that's for a different story. But yeah, some fantastic cards. Yeah,
I don't think they're easy to catch, so I can't really push the power curve up too much. Right?
I'm also looking forward to the hero cards on Monday, so that could be interesting as well.
Yeah.
Yes, what's about the hero cards? Because if you pre-order it, you get one,
yeah,
right?
You get the untradeable UEFA Champions League pack where you can get one of them. And they will come in packs as well, so you can pack them normally. But if you pre-order the Ultimate Edition, you'll get a pack containing one of them. So going to be interesting to see what people get from those.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. And then I should get Chris on again, let him pack Alouaran and then say, oh, that's a bad card.
I don't think he can pack Alouaran this time.
So no, he can't do that.
Not on the Champions League.
He could have in theory, but he didn't. So we didn't have Champions League at that time. So,
I know.
But that was a great card, but doesn't suit all players.
No, definitely not. Talking about power curve, though, I think we do have to take a little moment to stand still by the Mbappe, as we see, don't we? We knew it was coming.
Yeah, it was.
Shaq's at 3.3 million.
3. Yeah, it's cheaper than I thought. So I'm kind of surprised by that. But it's nice that it's not more expensive. It's more than enough.
3.8 currently.
Yeah, it's at least.
But let's be honest. I'm just going to say he'll get another player.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that as well. So I wouldn't throw my whole club into it, but it's not going to be a huge upgrade the next one. But I noticed that he got a new playstyle now, which I'm not as sure I would like to have on the. Player of the month one. I don't know if it's kind of...
It's worse.
Yeah, it's rapid. He's already super fast, so I don't know how much more fast he can run in the game. So I kind of... Quick step is similar to what he had. If it was a player...
No, rapid's better. Rapid's better than quick step. In my hands, it's much better.
I would rather have something... Power shot plus finesse or...
Oh, yes. He's got no real finishing.
Let's break the most broken card in the game even more.
I know which one I would prefer on him. I would love it if he got the whipped pass plus. I would play him wide and just putting crosses for this.
Nah, it's gone. You're the two biggest Mbappe haters in this game anyways. You're going to use him as a winger. What am I?
He's about to get put on my left or right wing. The guy's a fraud. My hands. Sorry, Michael was on your previous podcast and he did say if you can't use him properly, he's just another gold card. In my hands, he's just another gold card.
Yeah.
Skill. #skill issue.
I'm not winning this conversation tonight because I think Ingvi agrees with you.
No, but some players click, some don't. So I'm still scoring lots of goals with Trezeguet. I'm not sure I would score that many with Mbappe, to be honest, for my style.
I do quite like Trezeguet as well. Honestly, I play in my team as well. I change him in a heartbeat for Mbappe, though. One tip about Mbappe with the current packs, with all the current SBCs, 83 times 10 SBCs, which are fairly cheap now, coming maybe even daily. They've been for the past 2 days, so I don't know how that's going to look out. But there's plenty of ways to generate a steady supply of fodder now, I think. Don't rush. We'll come into Invis territory soon because he's unable to pack anything over 84 lately. But if you don't rush this card, 30 days, I'm still very much afraid I'm going to be at 95% in stock and it ends. But if you don't need to rush it this week, I think there's plenty of options to get some content like Fodder and Invis. Looking really mad at me now, Ingvi. You don't agree?
Well, if you have a little bit of luck, you're gonna have fodder. I'm just me. I'm in a bad slump, I guess, at the moment. Feeling a little bit down when I saw the requirements for SPC. I was looking forward to seeing. I had hopes until I saw the release. So, maybe suddenly things turn around and I pack lots of good fodder. But it's not looking very good at the moment, to be honest.
You got what I got with the 81 plus upgrades. I just get 81s.
Yeah, it's 83 plus is 83. So yeah, something like that.
I can't like complain about backlog this year so far, right? But the only thing I've got, whenever I got the rewards so far every week, and 84 is the highest I've got in from rival rewards, no matter where I finish. That's a little bit frustrating. But I do think there's so many packs, and you see the objectives, you can get packs from it. I'm glad they priced Mbappe like this, because else everyone would use it, and then you'll notice how broken that card actually could be if everyone starts using it. But I'm so afraid of starting it because, well, I don't want to deferred back to FIFA points to be able to finish him later on. So, I wish it would be on a little bit longer, or you could save progress or anything. But maybe, who knows what happens after I finish this weekend league and suddenly got loads of fodder lying around. I might give it a try somewhere. What else are we getting, V? So many flashbackers. We can't go through all the SPs, can we?
No, there's a lot of content, so I'll give EA props for releasing that much to do now. We can't complain about there's nothing to do anymore. So there's lots of stuff to do. There's lots of SPCs and objectives, etc., etc. So the amount is good at the moment. There's upgrades here, upgrades there, campaign packs here, campaign packs there. We got a Frankie de Jong SPC, which looks nice, around 300k to do. We have the 83x10 ones. We have the one I was talking about was the Kenny Dalglish one, which is 2 million to do. So that's above my budget and fodder as well.
And my pay grade.
But the card looks great. I really think it looks really nice, but I don't think I'll be able to afford it. And people need to check in. There's flash challenges all the time. So every hour, pretty much. So
it's a bit hard for me. I'll check them and like, this is really complicated. It takes me more than an hour to figure out, but I'm slow. So you know what? Next one, please. I'll wait for the next one.
There's also objectives guides there.
Yeah.
Daily play 5 games, get a pack, do that for 5 or 7 days, get more packs. So every day play 5 games, get packs. There's loads of stuff to keep you busy.
Daily upgrades?
Yeah.
Yep, daily logins. Yep.
And we have
Max Verstappen gear.
Max Verstappen gear. And we have the... We have Ruben Loftus Cheek objectives as well now to do,
yeah.
Where you get an 86 rated. Ruben Loftus Cheek, he plays for AC Milan now. So he's a center mid, can play right wing back as starter and CDM as well. 5-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot, high attacking, medium defensive work rates. He's got 86 composure, which is nice. He's not the fastest, but he has some really good passing stats with 91 short passing, 90 long passing, 87 vision, 87 strength, 88 jumping. So good tackling, standing tackling as well, 86. So it's a solid card. And if he gets some upgrade, remember he can get up 2 inform upgrades as well and 2 play styles. So for a free card, just playing matches, that could be a good card to have. At worst, you have 86 rated fodder, so for free.
Yeah.
You know what's not free, but is very good?
No.
Our sponsor. We'll be right back after this.
This show is sponsored by Car Money, the car finance ninjas, fighting to make cars affordable and accessible for everyone, no matter your financial situation. Nikki, the car finance ninja here, compares the top car finance lenders in both the UK and Australia to get you the best possible price so you don't have to, and they can get you approved fast. All you need to do is choose your new car and drive away happy. Get in touch with one of their friendly ninjas and start your car finance journey today.
So, yeah, I'll probably unlock him as well. I'll combine him with lots of the other packs that John mentioned here. So, which is nice, I think.
Definitely. It is, how do you say it? It's, if you don't look at the story itself, it's a bit overwhelming for me, at least. Like, I'm lost. Like,
you don't know where to begin.
Did you guys see this pack? Yeah, exactly. You're like... Mate, I've shown you this an hour ago. Like, oh, sorry, it's just so much. I just might have overlooked it all. It's going fast and it's going. You can't keep up with this, right? You can't, like, if you have FOMO, please, like, you can't do all the challenges. You can't. Well, like,
you can, but you won't have much free time, I guess. So,
which means I can't.
Yeah, there's twofold, I think, so, John, right? You've got that piece that you're a player, you play games. That's what you do. Yeah. True. This is really for the people that want menus and the grind and the packs, and that's a big part of the game now. So right now, there's a bit for playing, enhanced champs rewards, play 5 games, get some packs, etc., etc. But right now, Black Friday, it's all about the menus, it's all about SBCs, it's all about opening packs, it's all about cycle. And at the minute, that is overload. And if that's what you like, absolutely props to EA, because it is full on.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's not my promo necessarily, although There's a lot about like the daily logins and objectives, which to get some XP from it and packs from it. And there's a lot of things which take little effort to do. That makes sense, which I'm all about. And you get some, these already said, Infi already said, by playing, you also get packs and stuff. So that's pretty cool. But some of these things are just way too much for me to dive into. And I'm like sitting on my phone, like, you know what? Let's just play another movie. It's too much for me.
But it's
anything else you want to discuss on the content point of things, Ingrid?
No, I like the amount. Now there's so much to do. I don't think I'm going to be bored the next days if I want to do some stuff to get some packs. So that's fun. I'm guessing there's more to come. There's coming more SPCs, so I think we're due a flashback at least coming during the promo, maybe two. So a more icon SPC maybe as well, and other player SPCs, I'm guessing. So I'd pop in all the time checking during the weekend, because there's going to be some cool stuff to do. I'm 100% sure of that. So I don't think you need to go to the store to have fun this weekend.
No, and I already went to the store's Black Friday shopping, so I don't want to see another store this weekend again. So much to discuss. One of the things we wanted to discuss, and we got a lot of questions about that, is what's the best thing, way of to play FC24? Is it, if you would choose, go for tradable players or go for untradable players in your team, or just a mix and it's fine, just whatever happens? Do you guys have a preference? And why would that be? Let's start with you on this time.
Untradable all the way. Once it's untradable, it sits in your team and you play it. If I buy a card, I know Chris has talked about this before, and you pay 500,000 coins for it, right? You just watch that card deteriorate all the time, and then there's the panic about, well, when do I sell? Oh, there's another card, an upgrade, I could sell this card and put something towards it. Right now, my team's fully untradeable, litter for choice in most positions, not the ones I really want. And I literally just keep playing and playing and playing, and I don't look at buying a player. I just look at what's the next person I'm going to pack, or what's the next SPC I'm going to do, and that person will be in my team for as long as he gets a replacement. I don't think about the transfer market. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I agree with John here, but I used to like to go with the tradable ones as well, because I could try so many different players, but now it's quite hard, to be honest. Because every time I buy a player now, I lose so much coins. A few days ago, I bought Virgil van Dijk and on Inform, and lost 60,000-80,000 coins now because of some kind of loan pack that was thrown out with 99 Virgil van Dijk matches. So I'm guessing we'll face him pretty much every match now in Rivals and Champs, etc. So I didn't get a loan, so some people got it. I don't know what the requirements are to receive the pack, but I wasn't one of the kind of, well, I still got his tradable card, so it's not a crisis, but it's annoying that the value just vanished so quickly.
Pulled that Van Dijk out of an SBC or a player pack or whatever, you'd be in your club, you'd play him, and you wouldn't even worry about the price, EV, would you? You would just be like, delighted you've got him. But now you think, oh.
Yeah, now it's like every time you pay something for a player, you're like, how, when do I need to sell? Do I need to check? Do I need to check? And you kind of can't relax and enjoy the player you bought.
Yeah, I think Chris or Dan had mentioned in a previous pod, and one of them, I can't remember which one of them, but basically said it's like a rental, a loan. When you buy a player, you are going to lose coins. So just think about it. If you're playing for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever you're playing for, you're renting them, and there'll be a depreciation in that. I don't like that. That's my thoughts. What's your thoughts, John? What did you do?
So I'm someone who usually just goes straight from all the untradables, not care about it, because I don't make coins easily. Although Envy apparently thinks for some reason I do.
Yeah, well, you've had better trade results than me lately, so yeah.
Well, you don't back anything. I just sell everything I get. So I think that's just what I do.
Yeah.
That's where my profit comes from. But honestly, for example, I now have a team where I do have some tradable players in Nedved, Marquinhos, and Robertson.
Yeah.
And these three players I absolutely love. But since we had this topic on the agenda today, I was actually looking at, and let me check how the price of these cars went. And it's almost nauseating.
I think they crashed. At least Nedved dropped quite a bit, I think.
And like, okay, Nedved, I can take that loss. He'll stay in anyways. It's all right.
But how?
The other two, I'm now in doubt because I packed the Trailblazers Ruben Dias somehow. Still don't know where. And I packed, left back something. I can probably fix that. I could get like 400,000 coins right now and probably be better off. But these cards are good and I like playing with them. So I'm like, And the fact that I'm like thinking about should I not, makes me think I should just do it and get Dias in my team over Marquinhos and just get used to him because it's so much more relaxing if you just have a little bit spare.
And there's coins towards Jerry Mbappé.
Well, it's also, it's more than 10% of Mbappe as well. You got that to do. Talk about Mbappe, got to send in question, but I just clicked away the person sending it in. So I'm sorry. Let me know if you were sending this question. Do you grind towards Mbappe or do you keep your players and do these fun SBCs like Frankie de Jong that now comes out for way cheaper, like 10%. You can do maybe do 10 of these players in the next coming week. What do you guys do?
I'll go first. I would absolutely do multiple. If I could sell my Mbappe, I would. And for that same reason,
I'm asking Mbappe a question and I'm thinking about the wrong person.
But I think I lagged there.
Yeah, but that's all right, John. That happens. Ingvi, you, of course, don't like Mbappe. So you're the same with John. You're like, you know what? Not going to do that, right?
I'm a little bit in doubt. If I knew that I could get some kind of decent return back from Mbappe, I think I would do that because that's one of the position I'm kind of feeling that needs upgrading next, even though Trezeguet is doing well. The rest of the team, I feel, is so solid, nothing spectacular, but it really works well for me and the style I play as well, so I don't need to upgrade those, but I would really like to have a good attacking player that either could play a striker or play wide. So if I knew I could do it and I didn't lose a lot of coins and players and still have a decent team around it, I think I would do Mbappe, because even though he will get other player of the month, he still wouldn't be crazy upgraded, and he would last, I think, at least until team of the season, maybe longer.
Here's a curveball, though, right? Unlikely to happen, but you do Mbappe, and then you pack Trailblazer Mbappe out of a random pack this week. Yeah, during sure. Black Friday.
Yeah, that's I've seen a guy, and I've seen it happen to one guy. I don't know if it's fake or not, but probably not. So it's possible. But then at worst, you sit with a very expensive, or you can say cheap, 92 rated fodder. If you pack him, it's free. So, but you spent, and you keep the one you spent on, maybe. So, yeah, it can happen, of course. But
no, it can't. It won't.
The odds are not in your favor to pack him on the last squad and then you pack
lottery ticket stuff. Yeah, lottery ticket stuff.
If you're listening to the show and you pack two Mbappes, you do the team of the player of the month and you pack Mbappe later on, send us a message, please, because I seriously doubt that's something that will happen. It's not like EA has a reputation of giving people Pelés and then giving people another Pelé after that. So.
No.
95 Pelé.
Yeah, I know. A sarcasm. it is what it is. You also know what it is. It's time for start, sub, or sell round two. We're going to do this every single week. We have three players who Chris, Grandpapa Max, selects He sends it to the group, and we will post it on social. So if you have been watching the socials at Foot Coaching Everywhere or Foot Coaching Official on TikTok, we've been posting this as well. We've been posting three players, and we'll ask you, do you start? Which one will you start? Which one is your super sub? And you got to sell one for the coins that we currently pointed at. Of course, the market's all up and down now. So we took the coins, the value of the card from this week when we posted first. So keep an eye on the socials, and there we go. Ingvi, I'll start with you. We got three players. Which one would you sub, sell, or start? I'm talking about number one, 92 Inform Haaland, worth 620,000 coins. Number two, we have 93 rated Lewandowski, worth 470,000 coins. Or number three, 92 Trailblazers Harry Kane, 229,000 coins. Who do you start? Who do you sub? Who do you sell?
Oh, that's very difficult. I could probably use all three, kind of. But I think I would sell Lewandowski. I would start Haaland. And yeah, just I'll sub this last option then, I guess.
Yeah, you never use Kane in sub, but you keep him on the bench.
I would sub him in, because if he has the power shot plus trait, then it's going to be fun to put on the pitch versus tired players. Yeah, he would crack in a few goals, I'm pretty sure.
Fair, fair. John, who do you start? Who do you sell? Who do you sub?
It depends on the mix of my squad, to be honest, but realistically, I'd probably start Kane. Sub Lewandowski and take the coins from Haaland.
Yeah, so we've been asking this on socials. Most people sell Lewandowski for the coins, and they're a little bit in doubt of Lewandowski. Use Lewandowski, people say. FC Pompel says use Lewandowski and sub on the Hurricane for some power shots. I think that's the most common answer we got this week. I've used Lewandowski and Haaland. I'm trying, if I'm really trying here.
Haaland.
Yeah, okay. Next week I'll try again. I've used Lewandowski in Haaland this week, in the past weeks. I honestly like them both. I do think that Haaland is that weak foot sometimes is an issue. He's so strong on every other aspect that usually it compensates for it. But now that I have a 4-star or 5-star weak foot on top, it's just a little bit less dependent on it. I like more. So I would start Lewandowski. I would just sell Haaland because of the big value he still holds. And I would probably sub Kane, but I doubt I would actually ever put him in my team. So, got to be honest. I used Benzema as a sub for a while. Never came in either. So I just tossed him in the SBC as well. It's too similar to make a difference, I think. So what I do now is got Zola and Trezeguet on top myself, and I sub in, for example, a Dembele or a Son on that position, just to get a little bit different type of players in there.
Yeah.
And these are too similar for my taste. That's sell, start, or sub. So keep responding on the socials. We have the votes, and most of the votes say we sell Haaland. We saw Lewandowski, you sub in Kane as well. And if you have some suggestions, just drop us notifications as well, because we definitely, I think this people like this segment so far, so we'll probably keep this going as well. Last segment is all about the Foot Coaching Tip of the Week, where we give a gameplay tip for getting the most out of your game. I got one tip, but it has nothing to do with actual gameplay. There's a lot of things we can teach you. There's a lot of things going on. But I think the one rule which I start to live by as well in a FIFA or an FC 24, at the end of a match, I think because all the matches currently are, of most of this game, is do or die. It is you either win barely or you just lose heart, and that's because one little mistake makes a little bit of a difference. It's all die hard mode, so to speak, right? John is nodding. He definitely knows the feeling currently. I was thinking, how can we make this, put this into perspective, right? And what I do, for example, now, and I think it works great for all the trainees, which we worked on the last couple of 2 weeks with, is we start to think about if something happens, a bad match, bad result, a shitty moment in the game happens, think, did you have any influence on that moment? And it's also very often easy to say, I didn't have any influence, this is just a game or something happens. But if you're honest to yourself, sometimes, like if you defend, but you used the passing button to head a ball over a power button, there are things you can help that works. But there's also often where, for example, people take a shot and my Peter Cech, who usually is very good, just decides he will try to head the ball in himself. And you can be very pissed off about it. But then I think, is there something I could have done on that? Did I have any influence in this negative feeling? Like, yeah, actually, no. And then I'll try to just put it on the side and continue. Because I think mindset in this game or mentality while playing this game or stress levels while playing this game, because it's so manual, because it's so almost on the same high level always, it's much, much more important for good results and I think for enjoyment to have in the game. And John, I think we've been sort of trying to practice this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How's that been going?
It's good when I do it. My biggest problem is I rush into the next game without writing down my notes about what went well, what didn't go well, and just straight into the next game. And then when something goes wrong, bubbles appear, the blood boils. So it's like, yeah. And it is, it's usually, if I watch back my games, you can see the stuff I did. Even that Mbappe miss today that I posted, it was Evie that picked up that. I was holding R2. You know, and it's like, oh, God's sake, what a basic mistake. No wonder the shot didn't go where it was meant to go. Do you know what? So, yeah. But usually I just rush one game into the next, into the next, into the next. And then you're like, oh, I've not really stopped and thought. So, yeah.
I just need a little bit to interrupt here, since there's a flash SPC that lasts 24 hours. And that is the flashback Alain Saint-Maximin is out. 5 stars game with 4-star weak foot, high medium work rates, but he plays for Ali in the Saudi league now, but a French, of course, easy to link. 5 stars game with 4-star weak foot is nice. So
nice partner with Mbappe.
And he has the Trickster Plus playstyle, which is fun. If you do like skills and 50,000 coins approximately to do the SPC, 86 rated, looks like a fun card to use for me at least.
Definitely, there goes Netfet. No, he's not going
super but, sub.
Well, his pace and his dribbling's fantastic. His shooting's a little bit 79 finishing. Yeah. Crossing's only 80, short passing's 82, long passing's only 70. So he's definitely pace and dribbling. So if you're a good dribbler, R1, L1, yeah, you'll be fine. But yeah.
Feels cheap. A bit like the
main. You can use him if you put a hawk on him. He's not too awful if you want to use him centrally, but
good recommendation. He's not too awful.
Yeah, but
I'm looking for a winger. I just want a good winger.
If you put an engine on him, and you should be fine with 99 yeah. Agility, 99 balance.
I'll probably do him and take out my Dembele.
Yeah, his cards are usually quite fun if you like to do a little bit of skidding. Even though if you just like to run and cross, I think you should be fine as well.
Yeah, just a little bit harder to link this year, unfortunately.
I have so. If you have Trezeguet, you have another icon, and then you have a few French players, it should be no problem getting him on a full chemistry.
Yeah, I underestimate the icon linkability.
Yeah, that's a really
I'm
nice.
In my squad, I got 6 icons in my squad, so 2, 4, 6. Yeah,
I think you should be able to.
I'll be fine.
He can start left midfielder, left wing and right wing. So there's options to build him into your squad. So this is a good price SPC, actually.
Yeah.
Could this be the end of Joe Cole?
Could be.
Take your coins. Stick in a cheeky wee Alan San Max, man.
Yeah, not going to happen. Because I'm still in doubt of, should I do Mbappe or not? But this does show that if you don't go for Mbappe, there's lots of players to be had. Because how much would this card of approximate being there?
51k.
I don't think it would be much more than that, actually, since he plays in that league and it's 86 rated. But I still think it's a fun card. You can maybe use him in an evolution later. And speaking of evolution, there is just released a new evolution now called Toughen Up. Pump up your favorite player with increased physical stats and press-proven play style. So, which gives you some options, I think. It could be interesting. Plus 10 pace, so maybe if you throw... maybe you can use Kante in that one. You can spice him up a little bit. And then you have a very good link for the Saint Maximum SPC as well. For example.
What a guy. There you go. And that's how quickly Ingvi thinks. I'm like, in evolutions, I'm still confused.
I'm doing nothing but St. Johnston players. And honestly, it's a nightmare when you have to go into rivals with bronzes. You're trying to evolve into silvers. And it's just like, oh my goodness. Why am I doing this?
I'll give you a tip after the show, John, and you can test it. I'm not sure if it works anymore, so I'm not going to put it out here if it doesn't work. But if it works, I think it could help you a little bit.
Okay. Well, am I correct in saying, like, for example, you can get Bernardo Silva in this one as well, Toughen Up?
I don't know. I don't have... I've just barely checked, so...
If I'm not mistaken, if you toss a Bernardo Silva in, but I'm very newbie on this one, like the normal one, the 88 one.
I don't think it has any.
Yes, that's the one that they lead with as an example on the app.
Oh, right. It should be getting like plus 2 playstyles. He's get 90 rated card, plus 10 pace.
Yeah.
Plus 8 passing, he's already good passing, plus 3 dribbling, he's not bad dribbling either.
You can
already
actually put Bernardo Silva, yeah, inside it.
Yeah, I just backed him from an upgrade, so I'm like, oh, you know what?
There you go, and I just packed the 90.
The 80?
Yeah. No, I packed the 92.
Oh, poor you.
Thunderstruck player, sorry. I packed the Thunderstruck player. There you go.
Oh, this is fun though.
Yeah, this is the type of things we've been wanting, some cool evolutions that you can spice up the players that might not be able to start before doing it, and now they're suddenly maybe I should give this guy a chance now. So yeah, that's fun stuff.
Base County can go in it. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah,
it's just like one clean sheet, right? Not too bad for the first one. Mm-hmm. Easy enough to do. Cool. Well, as you can notice, there's a lot of information coming in as we record the pod. So, like, there's no way we can discuss all the content and contextual when you're actually listening to this on a Saturday evening, European time, of course. So just keep on checking the SBCs, keep on discussing. And if you want to discuss something that came out, just send us a message. We're all everywhere now. So we might be able to think along. And if something does pop up, we might just toss in a little video or something over the weekend as well. Ingvi, is there something you are particularly looking forward to this weekend?
I'm looking forward to see if there's some cool SPCs coming. It looks like we're getting a few players popping up. And there are rumors. Well, there's not rumors. Actually, there's confirmed that we're going to get, I think, 4 evolutions during this promo. So I'm really looking forward to the next ones coming. This is a good start, a really good start. I'm positive this Friday, and I'm happy to be so.
Awesome. John, anything you're looking forward to?
Yeah, like Evie, just seeing what's landing, what appears, what do I pack, and what tweaks can I make to my squad, which is actually quite strong. So, yeah, like Evie, very positive on a Friday. Yeah, doing a really good job.
Oh, well, on that note, I think that's time about to close it. You can find John on @TalkingFoot. On X, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Ingvi at FGnoni on X, of course. And Foot Coaching channels, or Foot Coaching everywhere else. Remember, this show is free for everyone. Actually, it's free for everyone. That's good to note. But with advertisement. But if you don't want the advertisement and you want to get it in a day or so early and some extra bonus like two new custom tactics coming next week. Then check out footinreview.com or patreon.com/footinreview. Next week, we'll be back with two more shows and we'll be going all the way to Christmas. And once the Christmas week has appeared, no live shows, but some extra funky special shows coming up. And well, I will tell you more about that shortly, which leaves us, guys, with just one little thing to do. And that is for us to
drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
You.
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 T.
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 In view.
You.
T.